to release. And that's evidence to release. And tonight we're going to look at three bullet points that the Lord gave me. And I'll put them on the screen, but I'll read them. You don't have to write them all down right now, because I'll give each and every one as we get to those segments. But the three bullet points, the first one is evidence that holding to substance is a recess. And that came from when we were in Matthew 6:24, where it says, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other." So the first bullet point is evidence that holding to substance is a recess. Second one we're going to look at is evidence of our freedom when we release our substance. And the third one is evidence that substance is directly related to the thigh of the body of Christ. All right. And I always like to tell you where the fragment gathering, where I was when the fragments came together. And this study of these fragments came from what we learned last Thursday. And in Apostle's note, it was stated that there is a recess place of the enemy that stands in the way of us achieving oneness. And that was in Apostle's notes. And this particular teaching, the title actually was "True Oneness and the Body Will Not Rise Without Our Honoring the Lord." Mm-hmm. Okay, so on the first page of Apostle's notes, and that's what was there. And while I was reading just those two things, just the title and that there is a recess of the enemy that stands in the way of us achieving oneness, when I read that, I heard the verse that says, "I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation." So that fragment took me over to Isaiah 14, and we're going to look at verses 12 through 14. And from here, we're going to see the evidence of our first bullet point. And our first bullet point was holding to substance is a recess. All right, verse 12. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So in verse 12, we see described that the nations were weakened. Mm-hmm. But what does a weakened nation mean? And who are the nations? The word weakened means to prostrate. It means to overthrow, decay, discomfort, weaken, and disable. Mm-hmm. The word nations means a Gentile, nation, people. And from the root word, it means the back, the person, or body. So nations we see here is the body. And it's none else but the body of Christ. And the weakening aspect would be to cause the body to be prostrate, overthrown, decayed, and disabled. So where did this weakening come from? Well, in verse 13, we see stated, "For thou hast said in thy heart." The word heart here means thinking, determination of will, seat of emotions. So the weakening of the body came from Lucifer's thoughts, his emotions, and determination of his own will. Lucifer said, "I will ascend into heaven." Look at all these I wills. "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High."
Us, the body of Christ.
So Lucifer devised a plan to be like the Most High. And included in his plan was the overthrowing and disabling of the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's take a look at that plan. It's found in part B of verse 13. Part B, Lucifer said, "I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north." The word mount means promotion. And the word promotion means the act or fact of being raised in position or rank. Just like at a job, you're promoted. You're raised in position or rank. Second definition is the act of furthering the growth or the development of something. So Lucifer said, "I will sit on the promotion of the congregation." But let's step deep into his thoughts. What he was really feeling and what he was really saying was, "You, the body, will not be raised into the position or of the body of Christ."
Come on, come on, Elder.
"Because I'm going to sit on the furthering growth and development of your oneness."
Oh, Jesus.
"I'm going to sit on you so you never elevate into the body of Christ."
Wow. Wow.
Jesus.
Come on now.
Lucifer had a plan to disable the development of the body of Christ. So how is it that he would sit on our promotion? The answer is the next part of the verse. He says, "I will sit upon the mount of the congregation," but then he says, "in the sides of the north." The word "sides" there means the flank, the rear or recess, also means recesses. From the root word, it means the thigh, and also right there, the flank. Same definition of the thigh in which Jacob was touched. So within the definition of sides, we see evidence of recessed places. And these recessed places pertains to the thigh of the body. But still the question lies, how does he sit on the promotion of the body? Let's look at the next word.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It says in the side of the north. The north means hidden. It means dark. But the root word means to hide by covering over, to hoard or reserve.
Jesus.
Figuratively means to deny. It means to treasure or store up. What we see defined in the word north are indications of holding to substance. Lucifer's plan was to create recessed places in which he would cause us, the body, to hold to substance.
Come on, Elder. Come on. Come on now.
He can get us to hide our substance, then we are holding to it.
Wow.
If Jesus. He can get us poured over it,
Jesus.
Then we are holding substance.
Oh, Jesus.
If he can cause us to reserve it unto ourselves, if he can cause us to treasure it, if he can cause us to store it up, then we are holding to it. If he can cause us to deny God access to it,
come on now,
then we are holding to it.
Jesus.
Satan, by way of these recessed places, is now in the flank. He's sitting on our thigh. Jesus. I'm going to say that again.
Satan, Jesus.
By way of these recessed places, is now in the flank. He's sitting on our thigh.
Jesus.
So ooh, instead my. Of the body elevating into peace, instead of it promoting, instead of it growing, developing, and being raised into the position and rank of oneness, the body instead is in a forced, prostrated position, lying on the ground in a weakened state because it's being sat upon by Satan.
You better come on. Wow.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. So my now God. It's forced, prostrated position. Guess whose throne we are at?
You said it.
Remember Lucifer's thoughts. He said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. When we hold to substance, it is a recess. And because of this recess, it places us at the feet of the throne of Satan. Secondly, when we hold to substance, the thigh of the body of Christ is out of joint. This is the evidence that holding to substance is a recess.
My God.
Jesus.
My God. That's the first bullet?
Yes.
Listen here, church. Listen here, people of God. The importance of us understanding this is that when we are become a people that are not open to what God wants us to do with finance, then we are in a position to where we're actually bowing at the throne of Satan. Mm-hmm. We're not in a position that we're honoring God, because when we don't to honor God means God becomes more weighty and becomes more important. In honor God with thy substance. The word substance is talking about our wealth, our increase. God is already establishing us in with this revelation because of the increase that's about to hit the house of True Gospel Ministries. And he wants us to understand, don't ever get to the position where I'm not more important than anything. Because Satan has hid himself here. When he fell as Lucifer, and his transition from Lucifer, which was the son of the morning, which was the anointed cherub, but when his name was changed to Satan, Satan said these words, I will exalt my throne above God. I'm going to sit on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I'm going to disable the body of Jesus, because son of the morning indicates that he had rhema, he had a revelation of what God was going to raise up. And that's us.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a decision. I'm going to sit on them in the area of money to where they will not honor God. And I will hold the body down where they cannot function.
Yep.
Man, this message is so apropos and so needed in the body. Because this is why we Christians, believers, are not moving in power and prosperity, because he's sitting on our thigh.
Yep.
You tell me one person in the world that somebody that has more weight sitting on your thigh, you can get up and move and have momentum in what you're trying to do in life. Well, Satan is doing that. When we do not honor God like we should, and when money becomes more important than God, Satan is successful, and we are absolutely, positively motionless.
Satan.
That's the first holding to substance is a recess. You got to be free in it, guys. We've got to be free in whatever God wants us to do. All right. Excellent, Allison. Give us the second bullet.
The second bullet is evidence of our freedom when we release our substance. And the evidence of our freedom is easy to understand from what we just learned. It's as simple as this. If we aren't holding to substance, then there are no recess places. Hence, Satan isn't sitting upon us.
Oh, bless God.
It's as simple as that. So for those of us who have released our substance unto God, the reason we literally and physically feel so free is because we are no longer being sat upon. Hallelujah, God. We are at the throne of God, and all of our substance is at his feet. We are literally in the growth and development of oneness and in the action of being raised into the position and rank of the body of Christ. Our thigh is no longer out of joint, and the body can now stand. We are functioning in elevated peace. We feel and are so free because recesses were removed and we elevated. Here's elevated for you. Elevated means situated or placed higher than the surrounding area. It also means higher or greater than what is considered normal. And that is bullet number.
Amen, God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank That's you, bullet Jesus. Number two.
Yes.
Listen, we're supposed to be out of the norm.
Mm-hmm.
There's not supposed to be any type of struggle on our lives. We're supposed to be higher and greater than what is normal. When God becomes the weightier in all that we do, in all that we do.
Bless you, Lord.
When he becomes more important, that before we take a vacation or before we buy a new car or before we do whatever we do, we check in. I check in with God morning by morning with any of the substance that I have, with all that I have, whatever it might be. It might be in abundance or it might be in just small portions. But when I do this, I get into the place of elevation. I'm situated and placed higher than my surroundings.
Oh, hallelujah.
Some people need to hear that again. Mm-hmm. When I honor
hallelujah.
Me, I'm elevated and situated higher than what's surrounding me. Hell and high water might be surrounding me, but I'm elevated above it because I honor God.
Yes.
I'm not in the midst of the trouble that's there. And God wants us here to where we are higher than our surroundings. If your surroundings are dominating your thinking, if your surroundings are dominating your mindset, if you have fear because you have lack, if you start getting emotional because you don't have enough, then you're not elevated. And the reason why you're not elevated is because you're not honoring God, and Satan is sitting on you, holding you down. To elevate, we got to get him up off our thigh. Mm-hmm. So we can go ahead and easily elevate.
Amen, God. Amen.
And be free.
And be absolutely free. We become higher and greater than what is considered normal. So our lack or our abundance will not determine our elevation.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to say that again. Our lack and or our abundance will not determine our situation. It's just like what Paul said. I've learned to abound and be abased.
Yes.
Whatever my state is, I'm content wherever God has me, because I am really situated in a place higher than my surroundings.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whether my
surroundings are pointing to abundance or they're pointing to lack, I'm still elevated. I'm still in prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Hallelujah, God.
And that's after we've gotten rid of the one that's trying to sit on our thigh. And man, this last bullet point, Elder Allison, take it home, because this last bullet point is going to bring it all the way there.
Amen. Bullet number three is evidence that substance is directly related to the thigh of the body of Christ. I'm going to say that again because it's a mouthful. Evidence that substance is directly related to the thigh of the body of Christ. Now, to understand this, we got to look back on the teaching of Jacob for a moment. We learn the name of Jacob meant deceiver, it meant supplanter, and it also meant to hold back. So his name was associated with the holding back of substance. Remember in Genesis 32, we saw when God touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. His thigh was now out of joint. Jacob in this chapter was also told that his name would be called no more Jacob, but Israel.
Mm-hmm.
But a couple of verses after that, it said, Jacob halted upon his thigh. The word halted means to limp, and it also means to be lame. Sounds like disabled to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I wondered at this. I know God touched his thigh and it was put out of joint, but he was also told of his name change from Jacob, which meant to hold back, to Israel, which meant he will rule as God. So if he got word of his name change, then why did he walk away limp and lame? That was my question. So I kept reading, and I took note that this wrestling took place in chapter 32. I then noticed in all of chapter 33, he was still called Jacob. And in all of 34, he was still called Jacob. It wasn't until chapter 35, verse 1, God says this: Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, thy brother. So God is telling Jacob here, and he's bringing him back to the place where he had the very first encounter with him. Okay, and we're going to go back to that encounter. That's in 28:15. And God said, Behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. And here's where we have to look at. For I will not leave thee, he says, until I have done that thing, that which I have spoken to thee of. So there was something that still had to be done. And that was his name change. And we'll see that in chapter 35, verses 9 and 10. And God appeared unto Jacob again. And when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him, and God said unto him, Thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. The reason why we initially saw Jacob walk away with a limp was to prove to us, when there is a recess of Jacob, a recess of holding back substance, we as the body will be limp and we as the body will be lame. The account of Jacob was a foreshadow and proof that the holding back of substance, it directly affects the thigh. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
But why the thigh? Hallelujah, God. But why the thigh? How is the thigh associated with the body of Christ?
Come on, Elder. Let's go.
Revelations 19:11, and we're also going to look at verse 16. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Verse 16. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. The thigh, which is a part of the body of Christ, we see here, was no longer limp and no longer lame, but the thigh came in upon the one who is called Faithful and the one who is called True.
Jesus.
Why the thigh? Hallelujah.
My God.
Why the thigh? Because the thigh came in bearing the name King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Jesus is writing when he comes.
Hallelujah, God.
Oh, my Lord God.
The thigh.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. The thigh, which is of the body, was no longer weak and no longer lame.
Jesus.
Neither was it disabled or overthrown, but it was elevated into the rank and into the position of kings and lords.
My Lord, did you just hear that?
Wow. Come on.
Jesus.
The thigh, which is of the body, was no longer weak and no longer lame. Neither was it disabled or overthrown, but it was elevated into the rank and into the position of kings and lords. The word kings means through the notion of a foundation of power, and lords is supreme in authority. The body, because of releasing substance just like Jacob, no longer bore the name of deceiver. It no longer bore the name of the one who would hold back, but now bore the name of one who has power with God. We substance givers,
my God,
we function as kings and we function as lords. Hallelujah, God.
My God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
My heaven. Is that our third bullet?
Yes, yes, yes.
Third bullet, substance releasing is the key.
Hallelujah.
The very function ability of the thigh, which enables the body of Christ to operate in the position and rank and power of authority. Listen, people of God, what you heard tonight was an absolute positive truth that will teach you how to move in victory in the area of increase. Increase is exactly and totally, totally where Satan is trying to sit on us from moving as the body of Christ. He's trying to keep us either, there's two ways to this. There's two ways. He can keep you in it through abundance where you get the big head, or he can get you caught up in the emotions and in a place of deprivation because of your lack.
Yeah.
Either way, he wants to control and yes. sit on the thigh. He wants to sit on the thigh from you elevating into the dimension that God has ordained for you to elevate, and us to elevate as a body, as a unit, as one. In the book of Acts, when they did what they did in Acts 2 and Acts 4, what they did was move Satan from off the thigh. And now all of a sudden, because they got a oneness of heart to honor God, they had a oneness of heart and mind to honor God. Now the body is moving in power and in prosperity.
Hallelujah,
if God. We let Satan determine how we function because of our wealth or the lack thereof, then he's sitting on us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
But I'll tell you something that just was read out of the book of Revelations, that God, that Christ Jesus is coming back, and on his vesture and on his thigh will be written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's writing it on the thigh because he's prophesying and letting us know he will not hold my church down. He will not hold my people down. They will be a people that honors me, and he will not sit on their thigh, stopping their progress and success.
No, sir.
Jesus.
He let it be known.
Yep.
He said, when I come back, it will be on my vesture and on my thigh, a name written, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Satan will not stop our prosperity.
Yes, God.
He will not determine our emotions and how we feel about prospering or the lack thereof. Because we will become a people that honors the Lord with our substance and with the first fruit of all of our increase.
Yes, God.
King of Kings is who we serve. Lord, I love it how it's written. It's written with a capital L, small O, small R, small D. He's Lord, all right, of lords.
Yes.
Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, capital S. You know what he did when he did all that in all caps? He included us.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is the prince of the air, so that gives him lordship. Capital L, small O, small R, small D. Listen, but we are capital L. Capital R, D, capital D, capital S. That's us. Only thing God wants us to do is open our hearts up.
Yes.
To be able to honor him with our substance. Don't let what we've gained in this life rule us any longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because really what it's doing, it's keeping Satan in a position to be in control of our next dimension of increase. And I don't want that for any of us, because I know what God is doing in our hearts and in our minds concerning business right now. I know what God is doing in our hearts and our minds concerning a next level of increase. Come on, let's make Jesus Christ Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Don't let Satan sit on the thigh anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't let him determine by sitting on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Don't let him determine your next level. Open your heart. Open your mind to how God would have you give into his kingdom or into the people that are around you. And don't give finance the credit that you used to. ever again, whether you have lack of it or abundance. Don't give Satan that position on the thigh anymore. Let your name no longer be called Jacob, deceiver, trickster, but let it be changed to Israel, one that has power with God and with men. Elder Allison, I can't tell you how dynamic that was. I'm sitting here. I'm having a great time because I'm sitting with my twins right here, and they get hype over music. They get hype over a good time. They get hype over a lot of things, right? When I hear my girls say, I'm getting hype over the word, and they just told me they were getting hype over what they were hearing, I know God is speaking here.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Because I'm sitting here, and I invited my twins to sit with me tonight and listen to this word, and they just got hype over what they were hearing. That means God is saying, listen here, if you couldn't keep their attention, then I don't know how much God is really saying. But man, when they get hype, God is saying a whole lot. And I'm excited about the entire word.
Hallelujah. Yes.
To you, Elder Allison. You shared this thing with me a couple of times, not on the last scope like you did tonight, but I am thoroughly blessed by what you shared. And you got my snaps up for tonight.
Awesome. Amen. Word. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Awesome word.